Well, Christian, as we look what's happening in the markets, I think one of the first things you said to me when we started chatting was, are you guys wet? And I know weather has been a big factor this last week and a half, and the markets, at some point, you think it's going to get too old for them.
Yeah, wet weather is always an interesting one because it generally is going to take a while for that to become a market influence. If you look at past years, when you see wet years, that's generally what happens. Market always gets more fired up when things are hot and dry, but when it's, you know, wet, that usually doesn't become a market factor until, you know, later in the season or things start to get well behind or replant issues, some of those things. So, you know, we did have the USDA report earlier in this week, and then we saw some selling come into basically all the grains, and now we're just kind of hanging out a little bit. Wheat is trying to be a little bit higher, but the wheat market, the report really wasn't all big, but the European wheat started to go down, and then Egypt came in, and so then we had a setback in price there. Corn's going to be, you know, currently 5 to 8 cents lower for the week, and then beans had their rally, but then they gave up a lot of their gains yesterday. So the big thing is, we would say, is we just don't see a huge weather problem to drive these markets. We're probably going to be just kind of choppy, maybe even a little bit range-bound here, just because there are some weather problems, but not enough to really drive the market and get it going too far up and maybe even too far down.
What about this? It seems like on the soybeans, we've just had a constant pace of exports, not something we're used to this late in the year, or I should say in the marketing year.
Yeah, that is true. I mean, if you look at our carryout, we still have plenty on old crop, but we keep chewing into that. And it's impressive because we had sales of both new and old crop earlier in the week. And, you know, crush margins are really good. We're going to have a NOPA crush number next week, so that'll be, I think, highly anticipated. But our demand for beans is still really good, and that's what I think is keeping them at the price that they're at, because if we didn't have that, you know, we could probably be 75 to a buck lower on that market. But demand in general is still pretty good for that market.